The last 2 weeks were articles about orchids. This week, the orchid we are featuring is the Cattleya orchid. This is the orchid that comes to mind for most people when they envision an orchid. They are large orchids that come in many vibrant colors, are often scented and are not too difficult to grow. As with any plant, it is important to give the plant the best possible chance to thrive by providing the best cultural conditions. Cattleyas or cats need abundant though not intense light in order to grow and flower well. They need 2,000 to 3,000 foot candles of light and the early morning sun is significant. Never put orchids in direct, strong sunlight as they will very quickly show their dissatisfaction. If you are growing under grow lights, then T5 fluorescents or LED lights are the best choice for providing artificial light. A daytime temperature between 70 and 80 degrees Fahrenheit, 21 to 27 degrees Celsius, will keep them happy and for the night, there should be at least a 10 degree drop in the temperature. This lower nighttime temperature will help to initiate flower buds and provide stronger growth. This mimics what they would experience in their natural surroundings, which are the tropical regions of Central and South America, largely from Venezuela, Brazil, and Colombia. Panama is the northern limit of the South American species. Thinking of where these orchids come from, humidity is important. They prefer to have a relative humidity between 45 and 60%, which is much higher than what we generally experience here. Filling a saucer with crushed rock and some water beneath your cats will help to elevate the humidity right around the plant. However, ensure that the pot is not sitting in water. If you grow a variety of orchid types, then you will see that your cats require less water than the fowls and paths. In fact, only water your cats when the media is dry almost to the bottom of the pot. Generally, this means watering around once a week. If you are unsure if your cats need water, then do not water but wait a couple more days before watering. Water that is distilled or free of a lot of additives, as much of our water is treated to ensure it meets potable safety standards. When your cats bloom, they will grace your home for a period of 3 to 6 weeks. If you are lucky enough to have a fragrant cat, then that sweet scent will remind you of another aspect of their beauty and just another reason to grow orchids. When your cat is getting ready to bloom, give it a bit more frequent watering than usual. As far as feeding your orchids, they do need to be given a dilute solution of fertilizer that is complete, or contains all the micronutrients every 2 to 3 weeks. You can purchase specialty fertilizers for orchids, but if you are a thriftier grower, then using what you have on hand might be just as suitable but needs to be in a more dilute form. Potting media is generally a mixture of larger diameter fir bark, lica pellets, and sphagnum moss. The media should reflect the cultural customs and watering schedule. I repot all my orchids after they flower. Hanbridge is the lead horticulturist with Orchid Horticulture. Find us at www.orchidhort.com, by email at info@orchidhort.com, on Facebook at OrchidHort and on Instagram at #OrchidHort. Tune in to Grow Live on our Facebook page https://www.facebook.com/OrchidHort or check out the YouTube channel Grow https://www.youtube.com/channel/Uchkiepkoviv2e2hcqlfl0jike.